We are going to study the book of Revelation chapter 4. Looks very easy chapter, but there are so many people have different opinion about certain things. So we are going to clarify from the Word of God. Let's start from the verse 1.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
Now here, the voice is talking to John. And when we say voice like a trumpet, that means a voice like a loudspeaker, loud voice he heard. And what the voice was saying, come up here, so immediately he was in the spirit and he was taken to heaven. That means by the spirit, and he was able to see what is in the heaven. So he is saying when he went to heaven, he saw the door was open in heaven. The word of God says in Malachi chapter 3, I will open the windows of heaven and pour down the blessings. So there are windows and there are doors. And so here is saying, I saw the door open in heaven. Let's read in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
Now here he's saying, heavens were open, and he saw the vision of God. That means he saw something in a vision, but he says this was not the one heaven and one door, but he says heavens. So according to the word of God, we have at least three heavens. Muslim always wants to make more, so they have seven heavens. But if you ask them, give me the seven heavens, who is in first and second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh, they have no idea. But we know when you say third heaven, first and second and third, what we have. So here is saying, John says, I saw the door in heaven was open. And then he says, I heard the voice. Now we see the voice he heard, that voice of Jesus, but at the same time he says, it was loud like a loudspeaker. Okay, let's read the verse 2.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
First of all, he saw the door open, and now he says there was a throne set in heaven. When he saw the heaven, he saw the thrones. Let's read the Isaiah 6, first four verses.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
Okay, now Isaiah says in different way. Isaiah says, I saw the heaven, I saw the thrones, and he says when someone was sitting on the throne, and his garment itself was so bright, it filled the whole heaven with his presence. Let's read the Revelation chapter 4, verse 3.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
He's saying he saw someone sitting at the throne. And he says when he saw that somebody sitting like a jasper and a sardine. So somebody says sardine, somebody says sardius. And there was a rainbow round about the throne. And its sight like unto emerald. Now these are different colors is showing, but let's see what the Ezekiel saw and then we'll come back. Ezekiel chapter 1, starting from verse 26.
And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
See, now here also Ezekiel saw, he saw somebody sitting on the throne, and then he's saying how his appearance was. No one was able to see the face. They can just say appearance like a man or appearance like a person, but they're talking about God. And Jesus Christ says that God is spirit. St. John chapter 4, verse 24, he says, God is spirit, and whoever worships him, they should worship him with a spirit and truth. He's sitting on the throne. They're talking about the God the Father. We are not talking about Jesus yet, Father sitting on the throne. And they are giving the explanation about the how he looked like. And they're saying about these precious stones and their colors. And some of the stones are like very bright color, like some kind of they say crystal clear, and some places they say those are like a shining like a golden kind of color, but it's like a very just like a evening a sunset and the beautiful color comes, so things like that. It says very crystal clear. So Isaiah saw there was a throne, Ezekiel saw the vision, and now here is seeing John. He's seeing the throne, and here also he says rainbow, but when you're seeing the rainbow, it gives a little bit a different color. I read the Revelation chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
So the most of the color is like a golden, yellowish, very shining color. And then the other color, and he say, sardine color. And then he says it was a rainbow around, or an emerald. It's still is crystal. Okay. White, transparent, like
emeralds are green.
Yeah. Emerald is green. Okay, now when he says a rainbow, now here we read in the Ezekiel, he says the rainbow, when the rain comes and there is a rainbow, but here he's saying when the rainbow was there, but the more reflecting color was like a greenish color. So there is a rainbow. Rainbow shows. Some people think rainbow is some kind of grace, or God shows his mercy, a promise, I'm not going to bring the rain, no destruction, and things like that. Now here we're seeing how the throne is set up. There is a throne, there are two different colors, and then Ezekiel was saying he saw two different colors. One was jasper and another was a red color. So here we see the throne is set up. God is sitting on the throne, even though you don't see him, but we see golden, crystal, emerald color, and what you call, all these colors are showing. That shows God's holiness, God's power, God's majesty, and God's grace. That's what we're seeing on the throne. Okay, let's read the go back to the Revelation chapter 4, verse 4.
And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
Now here is the problem some ministers and scholars has. Round about the throne means, if this is the throne, then round about the throne means all circle, all 24 elders circling the throne. Now the 24 elders, most of the people say, oh, 24 elders represents Old Testament 24 elders. Somebody will say, oh no, the 24 will be 50-50 blessings to people. So 12 is apostles and 12 are 12 tribes of Israel. But this is not the people. Today I was listening to one person. I want to know what he's thinking about. He says, these are not the angels. These are not the spirit. Because he says they had the white garments. If you put the cloth on the spirit, that cloth will fall down. Angels are the spirit beings. Angels don't come naked to you. When they come, they have the garment. So when you say angels, if you put the cloth, they will say it will fall down because spirit cannot dwell. God is spirit. God was wearing the garment and the man was saying spirit cannot wear the cloth. That's not the thing we can believe, because angels, they are spirit beings. They wear cloth. They don't come to anybody naked. Some people are showing the naked angels, baby angels, you know, you saw pictures. But they are never naked. They are always covering their bodies. So here these 24 elders they are calling, when he saw maybe white hair, maybe white beard and things like that. So he's thinking, oh, they are like elderly figures. But they are still angels. And I'm going to prove it to you as we keep on going further. Now these 24 angels, let's think about what kind of thing they have. Their clothes are white. When you say white clothes, actually it says the righteousness of God. These angels are holy angels. They are not fallen angels. And they have the white clothes given. And then it says they have on their head, they have golden crowns. When you serving a king and the king's guards, their clothes you will see. They are very beautiful clothes and they look like a dignified people. So if somebody is sitting round about God to praise him and worship him, so they were dignified and that's why they were given the crown. This is not like they were on the earth and they achieved the crown and that's why they were crowned on their head and things like that. These are all angels. As we'll read further, I'm going to prove it to you. So these are not the people. They are not Old Testament. They are not New Testament. These are the angels or angelic beings. And they are worshiping God 24 hours. And what they're saying, holy, holy, holy unto God. Now just think, if that was a bride, okay? When you say apostles, they are bride. If they are bride, they are not going to sit all around the throne. Jesus Christ promised, and you are going to sit beside me, not around me. You understand the point? So these are not the bride. These are not the apostles. Apostles are going to sit with Christ, not around Christ. And so from that we know this is not the bride. This is not the apostles. This is not the Old Testament saints. These are angels. Okay, let's read verse 5. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunders and voices. all those voices are angels are making voices. And thundering and lightning, if you see later on, when we study the chapter 6 and further, thunders and lightning coming from the throne and the throne of God. So this is just a sign that there might be some kind of lightning comes. You know, people go for a singing parties and something like that. How they put the flashing lights and things like that and some kind of music. So here from the throne, these lightnings and the thunders and voices are coming. They're not saying what they're saying, but we will be reading later on what the voices will be saying. But this is just the background is given. And then he says, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And we learned those in our early studies. This also, seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. So now, these lamps are burning like a fire. And this says this is not the actual fire. It looks like a fire, but this is the Spirit of God. And then we learn why the spirits of God, and Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
See, all these seven spirits, they are God's spirits. Sends from God, and so the God spirit is perfect. We have one spirit, but the Word of God says, God did not give his Son's spirit in measure. So he has fullness. So God has the fullness of spirit. That's why the number seven is given. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 4, starting from verse 6.
And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind.
In front of the throne there is a like a sea or ocean, no water in there. But that sea looked like a glass, means crystal clear ocean or sea. Right now we're thinking like a small door and small throne. This will be like a huge place. It's not like a very small place. This measurement is not given. When we read further, you'll see when the angels are singing their numbers. When you say their numbers, that means it's not small place. It's a huge place. And so that's why the word use sea. Sea is not a small. Sea is a big sea. That's the kind of big ground was there, but there was no mud. There was no tree. There was no stones and nothing, no dirt. So it was crystal clear like a glass. And that's what he saw. Read the Revelation chapter 15 verse 2 also. We will be reading later, but here also say the sea of glass.
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God.
Now this is also saying when these people are coming from the tribulation, they were also standing in the same area on the sea of glass. And so it is a huge place, and it is in front of the throne. Go back to the Revelation chapter 4 and read that 6th verse one more time.
And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind.
Now here we see the throne, round about the throne is 24 elders. Then we saw the seven lamps burning. And then the midst of the throne, there are four beasts. And go to the Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10.
As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and therefore had the face of an ox on the left side, therefore also had the face of an eagle.
Now read the Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 14.
And everyone had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle.
Now this sounds a little bit better. When you say first face was a cherub. Cherub means the angel. Angel's face always looks like a man. Because most of the time when you say angel's hand, that will say man's hands. An angel's hand is the same, means measurement when they're giving is like an angel's hand. So the cherub looks like a man's face. And then he saw man's face. Let's go back to the Ezekiel chapter 1 and start reading from verse 5.
Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass.
Okay. Ezekiel saw a vision. It's not clear like John saw. But in the Revelation, the word used here is a cherub. And so what he saw four faces. Other chapter, he says they had four wings. But when you see in Isaiah, they had six wings. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 4.
And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Ezekiel, we saw like one figure with the four faces. But in Revelation, it doesn't say that. Revelation, we see four different figures. Four creatures. When you say four beasts, four creatures. And they are in the midst of throne. Now, they are in the round about the throne means just think one here, one here, one here, one here. They are not together, stuck together. And then it says they have six wings and they have eyes inside and outside. They are round about the thrones. These are the four cherubims or angels. They are round about the thrones, and their job is what? Praising God day and night. Holy, holy, holy. That's what he's saying. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 3. We read it, but we're going to read again. Isaiah 6, 3.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Now, they are saying, Holy, holy, holy. Now, when you say holy, 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 why cannot they say holy and stop? But say holy, holy, holy. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So God is holy, his Son is holy, and Holy Spirit is holy. So they are saying holy to the Father, holy to the Son, holy to the Holy Spirit. So they are saying holy, holy, holy. And they are in front of the throne or round about the thrones, and they are four angelic beings with eyes inside and outside, all around them, the eyes. So eyes shows what? They might have knowledge of God, they have wisdom of God, and they are just like a camera's set. Now, I see some people say, I have six cameras taking pictures. The Word of God said these cherubims have six wings each, and they have all these eyes inside out. We don't know the real purpose of it, but we can see they are watching God, praising God, and they are near the throne, and they are like eyes inside out, wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. In our language, he said, if somebody is highly educated, they will say he has a third eye. Means we have two eyes, but person who is educated, he has a third eye, means he is educated. And so these angels are very highly holy angels in front of the throne of God and praising God day and night. Okay, let's go further. Start Revelation chapter 4, verse 8.
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
They're talking about Jesus here. He's coming back to earth. Okay, go ahead, verse 9.
And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Now see these 24 elders. They have crowns, and now they are casting their crown on the floor, and they're bowing down to God, and then they are so singing the same way, holy, holy, holy to God. When God has given to the bride not one crown, many crowns. So here is not saying this elder has many crowns. We saw in the Bible there are five different crowns, and five different crowns different person gets according to their qualification. So here they are worshiping God, they are in front of the throne, and this position they are not going to change. They will be there all the time. They will be praising God and glorifying God because they are there all the time, just like these four beasts and these 24 elders. Their job to praise God and glorify God, and that's what they're doing day and night. So we are not bound there to stand there 24 hours. Our job is, we have different kinds of jobs. We are the kings, we are the priests. We are not those 24 elders standing before the throne, throwing their crowns and worshiping God day and night. They are spiritual, angelic beings. They are not people. We learned there is a throne. God is sitting on the throne. There is a rainbow, and there is a God's presence is there, and we cannot see his face, but we see his presence. We see his presence, and the angels are around him, four beasts close to him, the Holy Spirit's presence is there, and we see the God's glory, and the green color is filling the throne of God. And then we saw the big ocean like a crystal clear sea of glass. So if they are doing it, how much more we should be doing? Angels are not redeemed. Angels are not given the chance like we have. Jesus did not die for angels. He died for mankind. So the man is greater than angels. So even that they look like a man, and each angel you saw six wings, and they covering, and they have in and out those what you call eyes, and all these precious angels are showing respect to God. Holy, holy, holy God Almighty. Even though there are four different beings, we saw in Ezekiel one beings have four faces, but there are four different personalities. Each creatures represent Christ, like, because Jesus Christ is Lion of Judah. Jesus Christ is a humble servant. When you say humble servant, is ox. And Jesus Christ came as a in Luke saying a son of man. When you say man, he has the wisdom. He came to rescue man. If you want to rescue man, he has to be man. Eagle is showing his divine nature, and he came and he went to heaven. only we talking about the four faces represents four ministry of Jesus Christ, but they are more than what they represent. They are angelic beings, and they are there. They are not going to disappear. They will be there for eternity. Figure of man on six wings, figure of ox and six wings. They will be there representing that Jesus Christ ministry on earth. That seven spirit also represents Christ's ministry on earth, like we read in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. Those seven spirit also represent what kind of ministry Jesus Christ did. So all of these things are not only symbolic, they will be there for eternity. We cannot say these 24 elders are believers because we are not going to be there 24 hours. Beast will be praising God and glorifying God. We will be not bowing down and throwing our crowns. Throwing crowns is humility and humbleness, but those are the angels showing us we should be humble like them, what they're doing. But we are not going to do that when we go there, because each and every crown will represent what you did on earth. Our crowns and these crowns are not the same. Then again, all these 24 elders' throne and God's throne are not the same. In another book he says, those thrones were not called throne. 24 throne we saw, they are not called throne. Those are called 24 seats. So it's not exactly what God is sitting on the throne. The same kind of throne were not given to these 24 elders. So their thrones were seats. So their thrones were different than the God's throne. But we are not going to sit on an ordinary throne. We are going to sit as the Father's throne or the Christ's throne. That makes us much more different than these 24 elders. Different kinds of stone on the throne, that is just showing that kind of light was giving in that throne. There was no actually stone sitting there. Jesus is not shown yet here. We'll be seeing later on, and Jesus comes on scene.